This is your wake up call.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. This is your Cup of Joe After Hours podcast. You know what they do. They just kind of let me hang out as they close up. And today they've given me the time. So, you know, I know when to kind of close it out. We don't do a full hour, 2 hour show where we have guests. We may have guests on, but just talk just a little bit. And so we're just, you know, kind of hanging out just with our thoughts here, you know, as we drink our cup of Joe, our coffee, latte, frappuccino, cappuccino, herbal tea in my case. And I definitely need it because I got some singing to do this weekend. Herbal tea kind of soothes my voice. You know, that throat coat, man. Got to get that slippery elm. and just kind of hanging out here. First of all, I want to thank you all for tuning in. If you're new here, I appreciate you for hearing what I have to say. But I want you to do me a favor, hit that subscribe button. If you're on Amazon, use Amazon podcast. Thank you. If you're on Spotify, thank you. Apple Podcasts, iHeart, Deezer, wherever you are, or if you're on RSS, thank you for subscribing. So you know when we have these, when episodes drop. Okay. Also, before I get to my thoughts here, I do have a book out. It's a devotion. It is a 90-day kind of praise and worship devotional. It's called Spring Forth. Now, you can get it at this site exclusively. It's lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. It's about $20, but it's worth it. It's real thick. It's 90 days. You just start at day one and just keep going until the 90 days runs out. You don't have to look at your calendar and figure out. Just start at day one and just work it on through. But yes, you can find it at Lulu, L-U-L-U.com, Lulu, L-U-L-U.com. And then search my name, Joseph Moore, Roman numeral 3. So Joseph Moore the 3rd. Joseph Moore, Roman numeral 3. And you'll see this nice little green cover. You can pick that book up. You can order it. Like I said, it's a little right at $20. I think it's $17, you know, plus the shipping and all that good stuff. So go ahead, get that. I appreciate your support. Anywho, let's get to my thoughts here. So I was thinking of organizations, you know, my thought here is called fault lines. Fault lines. Why fault lines? Man, I thought of this meme that I saw of these people on a ship. And on the ship, they had a person that had a little saw, and he was sawing off pieces of the ship. Excuse me. While the other person was navigating the ship or steering the ship. And he was sawing off pieces of the ship, and it said it's hard to navigate your ship with people who want to see it sink, meaning it's hard to build an organization with people who want to see it fail. And I thought, this is not a smart analogy at all, because if the leader fails of the organization fails, that means you fail too. That means you go down with the ship. You die. So you would rather die then see the person who's leading, lead you all, navigate you all to the destination. You would rather the organization fail. But then I thought about something. Sometimes people would do that and build their own ship or build their own life raft and watch you sink. And so it led me to fault lines, building an organization with negative people, building parts of the organization with negative folk, with people who want to see it fail. And the quickest way to understand or know who you're dealing with is people who never take accountability. They're going to always look out for numero uno. They're going to always be negative. They're going to always CYB, cover your own butt. This is a family show. Versus what's great for the organization. There are some times, and I've been in leadership for a long time in different organizations, and there are times that I just take it on the chin, even if it's not my fault, because it was under my watch. But with fault lines, you people, they ain't going to take it on the chin. They're going to blame other people, you know, and they're looking for it. They're looking for the fault to be on someone else. They're looking for the blame, to looking for someone else to blame. Now, if you are a leader, if you are the senior most leader of your organization, and your organization is doomed for failure if you build it where it is always somebody else's, where you're looking for fault, where you're looking, you created this culture where everybody plays the blame game and nobody takes accountability to say, okay, let's stop and get this right. You are doomed to have a sinking ship. And to take it to another place, you know, I'm not a seismologist, so, you know, I might not be as technical with this, but I do know that along these fault lines and group of people who want to play the blame game, there lies, you know, your earth is going to quake, because the earthquakes happen along the fault lines. That means your organization is going to blow up. And your building is going to come crumbling down if you don't deal with the fault lines. You've got to create, please, y'all hear me, you've got to create an organization, you got to create an atmosphere, rather, an environment where people take accountability, where you make folk take accountability. Please don't create a organization where someone can come back to you to blame somebody else. You need to talk to them and say, wait, what was your part in this? Well, what did you do? You know, they did X, Y, Z, and did, you know, I'm not trying to implicate, these are just examples, right? So I've dealt with music and stuff a long time, and I ain't trying to implicate nobody. If it's just you, I'm going to say it like the preacher says, look straight ahead if you think I'm talking about you. This is just objective learning. You know, I've been in situations where there were people that were not fond of my leadership or leadership style, or they wanted to be the leader. So they would report back behind my back of what I would do that was wrong or what have you. Now, I've had some leaders that would talk to them, and, you know, in essence, the person that should be kind of working with me in my organization that I'm leading and managing, if you will, they were, you know, essentially usurping the authority that I was given. So let me stop right there. You know, leaders, y'all are doing yourself a disservice when you allow that to happen, because it usurps your authority. If they gonna do that to me, what do you think? How do you think they feel about you? And these are people that just want to climb the ladder. You can't be that ambitious. I tell you, I think I've said in another show, help build somewhere else. That gets you noticed. And that creates good seeds and a good seed bed and a good environment for you to move on. If you're creating if you're moving like that, eventually, guys will come back and bite you in the butt. Yeah, please hear me. Don't move like these shock jock podcasters and all that stuff that feed on negativity, that feed on, shock and awe. You know, move with integrity. Hear me. Move with integrity. Senior leaders, make your staff move with integrity. If they come into you, I don't like the way XYZ did this, blah, blah, blah. You know, you stop them right there and get XYZ on the phone and figure out what's happening. Make them accountable for their part in your vision, in your organization. I don't like the way XYZ is teaching. That is not your place. And then get the principals. Get both them teachers in the room. And, you know, and let's hash this out for the better of the organization. For the better of the organization. Because those fault lines will cause your organization to crumble. Because your earth, quote unquote, will start quaking. And you may not be able to recover it. Or it may take you a long time to recover it. So I found some things to kind of help. Called professional people skills, ways to respond to chronic fault finders. Kate Nasser. It's Kate Nasser, katenasser.com. And just a few that I saw and I love. I like one. What professional people skills approach would you use to deal with chronic fault finders? Are they aware that they come across as negative? Some people are not aware. You know, and I've had to talk to people and say, man, do you realize, or ma'am, do you realize, man, all you doing is complaining. What's good about, see, I used to be that. I used to be that man. I want to complain about something, and I was, and I had to sit back, and it was my wife kind of, well, what's your solution? Be a solution person. Don't be a negative person. See that behavior. See if you come across negative, change it to, okay, they're doing this wrong, but here's how we can fix it. And now if they won't hear you with that, you might have to move on. But hey, this is what we can do to fix it. And just move on. Ask them, or ask yourself, what does fault finding mean to me or do for me? What does this do for you? All right. So that happened in the rehearsal. What does that do for you? How do you think we need to fix it? Okay. And then spot their personality type. Driver types are focused on the end result. So sometimes they skip telling you the positive aspects of your idea to reach success more quickly. If you're not a driver personality type, you may see this as a negativity and finding fault. Let the driver personality type know that looking at the positive and negatives help you reach the end result. Some people are like that. They look right at the end, but they never sit to look at the details. And so when fault comes up, they just want to fix that. They just want to fix that fault. That can come across negative if you're a driver type. So maybe you need to work on that, but then as an organization, you didn't realize that you have that person. And sometimes you may have to take what they say, they mean well, and move on. Take what they say, they mean well, and they move on. And then move on. Take it and make the adjustment. Take what's valuable. And you gotta set some limits. If they're attacking you, if that fault finder or driver personality is attacking you personally, set limits appropriately. You know, treat people with respect. You say, hey, man, let's stop right here. You know, have I treated you wrongly? Have I done you wrongly? Okay, I need the same thing in return. As professional to ask, you know, to ask for appropriate behavior. And there's sometimes you got to leave it behind. There are times in your personal work life where you may choose to walk away from a chronic fault finder. It's a viable choice when done with prior thought and awareness. Okay? Those are just a few things that about fault finding. Chronic fault finding, I love what she says, comes from fear, selfishness, and low emotional intelligence. When you face that negativity, your self-confidence, optimism, and emotional intelligence rise above it and enable a professional people skills response. You know, says, so this is a positive image I want you to think of. Picture a team of inventors. This is Kate Nasser. They look at each failed attempt as a positive step toward creating a great result. They don't point fingers at who suggested it and spend time blaming. Moreover, they are alive with energy and ideas to reach a solution. That's me. I'm all about solutions, and that's what we need to be. So chronic, if you're a chronic fault finder, if you know a chronic fault finder, Sometimes you need to remove them. And sometimes you need to redirect them. They may be a person that can help you by finding these holes and everything. But if that's you, think of the end result. If you're a driven person, think of that end result. But think that there are nuances to this to get there and help fill those holes. Don't just pick it apart because you can be in that category of a fault finder. Now, I'm not trying to sit here and cast aspersion on people as well, because I know there are some people that mean well, but you could be that person that just finds fault with everything. It can create a very negative and very type of atmosphere. So think about changing the way you move. And then as an organization, if you're the senior person there, if you're the big boss, think about changing your atmosphere where, okay, let's make everybody accountable. All right, this is Joseph, and your cup of Joe. I hope it helped you. They give me the signal, it's about time. I have been Joe, and I will see you later. Y'all go get my book, lulu.com, lulu.com. Search for my name, Joseph Moore III, Roman numeral 3. All right, y'all, God bless, and take it easy. And be that positive shining light in your organization.